Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed worldwide at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Stutzman County Emergency Manager and 911 Coordinator Jerry Berquist joining us. And Jerry, welcome to our show.
Thank you, and I'm sorry that title is so long. I don't like it, but it's the deal, I guess.
Usually I just shortened it to Emergency Manager, but I thought we'd get it all out there so everybody knows what you do. So
thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Jerry joining us here on Let's Talk About It. We have a couple of things that we want to talk about. Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week is going on this week. Wraps up on Friday, April the 28th. For our listeners, Jerry, do you want to explain kind of what Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week is for?
Well, it's kind of interesting to try to explain it when it seems like it's winter outside, but yeah. The whole idea of Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week is to give people the idea that we are transitioning from winter weather, and boy, is this a slow transition. Mm. We are transitioning from winter weather and slippery roads and shoveling snow to those things that could happen during severe summer weather type events, such as tornadoes, thunderstorms, large hail, straight line winds, and heavy rain events. And so the mindset is totally different during the summer than it is, you know, during the winter months.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, all of those we've experienced in some way, shape, or form here in North Dakota over the summer. And so there's several ways that you guys are going about this. You're hoping to inform residents to, you know, start getting in that mindset, but there's also some tests that are going to be taking place too.
There are, and right now we're assuming that those are all going to move forward.
Okay.
But tomorrow, on Wednesday, the National Weather Service out of Bismarck is going to simulate a statewide tornado exercise, and that is going to occur at about, and I say about, 11:15
okay.
in the morning. It's usually pretty close to that time frame, but they never give us an exact time. And so when we get that simulated tornado exercise message at the law enforcement center, we're going to be activating sirens for some of the area communities.
Okay.
Jamestown is certainly one of those. Buchanan, Cleveland, Medina, and Streeter are all different communities within Stutzman County that will be activating their sirens.
Okay.
And the reason why we do that, we want to make sure as we get into the summer months that these sirens are actually functioning. We do test them on a regular basis, on a monthly basis, but we just basically turn them on and shut them down again. This test is going to be for a 3-minute period of time. So people in Jamestown and in the area, they're going to hear sirens for a longer period of time. And no, there is no emergency. The only way we would cancel that would be if there's some really threatening weather. And I looked at the forecast before I came here, and it looks like we might get some mixed precipitation tomorrow. So I don't think that's going to be enough to make us stop with this this test, because it's just too important.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, even if it looks like summer's not here yet,
right,
it's still going to move forward with that.
And with the sirens here in town, actually with every one of these sirens, we're going to have somebody stationed at each one so
okay.
that there's verification that they're working. Here in Jamestown, there are 7 sirens, and 5 of those sirens are rotating sirens.
Mm.
So we're also going to make sure that they are mechanically doing what they're supposed to do and that they are actually rotating. And the only way you can do that is to visually inspect each one when they're operating.
Perfect. So that's going to be taking place on Wednesday, around 11:15, give or take. Jerry Berquist, emergency manager in Stutzman County. Residents will also see this on several different mediums too, right?
They will. They'll see it for everybody that's out there that's got a National Weather Service weather radio in their homes. The National Weather Service broadcast system will activate.
Okay.
So you'll hear it over your weather radio. If you have, here in Stutzman County, if you've registered for Code Red weather warning, I will tell you that the chances of you hearing a warning, a test warning, are probably very slim.
Okay.
And that's because the coding, the type of message that the National Weather Service puts out there, the system is too smart sometimes. It knows that it's a test message.
Okay.
And it probably is not going to activate so that Code Red weather warning registrants, I don't think they're going to get anything.
Okay.
It only really activates when there is a real warning, and this won't be a real warning.
Okay, perfect. So those who have Code Red, if it doesn't work, there's probably a good chance why it didn't work.
Right.
Okay. And then also, I know our stations, FM and AM, will be broadcasting as well. And then I believe cable television networks, right?
It'll be on the cable interrupt systems for both cable services and for Dactel.
Okay.
So yes, they'll have interruptions also.
Awesome. Very good. So this is again tomorrow holding it in accordance with Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week. So if you hear the sirens around 11:15, give or take, it is going to be a test. It'll be going on for a little while. You know, if anybody has questions, I'm sure they can contact you guys.
Dispatch. And I would prefer that they not call dispatch. Our office number at 252-9093.
Okay.
During this test, we're not only testing sirens, but we're testing calling lists that we have in place for different areas of the county, and we're going to make sure that all those phone numbers are accurate. So the dispatchers are exceptionally busy trying to do this test, plus the day-to-day traffic that's coming through the door.
Got it.
So, yeah, if you can possibly not call dispatch during that time, that'd be great.
Perfect. So call the office instead at 9093. Jerry, let's move our talks a little bit. Again, we just want to reiterate, though, Severe Summer Weather Awareness Week going on through this week. Get into the mindset that we're getting into that time when we can see the different types of weather that we see in the summer. In other developments, Jerry, there was a lot of craziness that happened on April 21st, last Friday. CenturyLink cable was cut between Valley City and Fargo, but it affected a lot more than just those areas.
It did. Well, it affected anything that is west of wherever the cable cut is, and we later found out it was in the West Fargo area.
Yeah.
So pretty much everything from west of West Fargo to Jamestown lost their long-distance services. And we know that if we were shopping or trying to transact business that afternoon, it was impossible because we're so linked through that system. The 911 system, we experienced some issues, but we never lost the system. And that's because of the shared 911 system that we have with Barnes County and Richland County. We have, Stetson County actually has two 911 trunks that are located in Wahpeton. And we have two 911 trunks located here. I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's certainly adequate for the 911 services. We lost the two 911 trunks that came to Jamestown because 911 is a long distance service. But the other two trunks in Wahpeton were working, and because of our shared 911 operation with Barnes and Richland, we are connected to those other two trunks via IP connections. And so CenturyLink routed all our 911 traffic through Wahpeton, and we continued to answer the 911 traffic as it came in.
So it didn't necessarily affect the 911 traffic, which is kind of a relief for the residents in our area.
Well, it's a relief for us, hopefully it's a relief for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah.
We were able to maintain operations. We did have issues with our 252-1000 lines, which are also CenturyLink lines. But the problem there was that if you were a Dactel customer, for example, you couldn't call a CenturyLink customer.
Right.
If you were a CenturyLink customer locally, you could call a CenturyLink customer, at least for part of that time. I'm not sure that it worked that way through the entire event. It lasted about 4 hours.
Yeah.
If you were a Verizon customer, you couldn't contact CenturyLink. And so CenturyLink was just more of an island of sorts. They could talk internally, but nobody else could get into that. Yeah. To their conversations.
Jerry, do we know how the cut occurred at all, or we just know that a cut occurred between West Fargo Valley City?
I have never heard exactly what occurred, but we do hope that they called 811 before they dug, because whoever digs and doesn't call, they're liable for all of
the costs. Yeah, they're facing a big fine for that, absolutely. So it's good to know, though, that service continued with those cuts, and it's those steps that you guys took with Richland and Barnes counties in order to maintain that 911 service. So that's great to hear.
Yeah, and so all that hard work, it's hard to work that closely with other jurisdictions, but it pays off. It does pay off.
Absolutely. Again, Jerry Berquist, Emergency Manager of Stutzman County. A little bit more time here, Jerry. We wanted to kind of add a plug in here for Teen Cert training. It looks like it's going to wrap up on May 4th. And this has been a big deal for our Jamestown schools.
It really has. And just for everybody's knowledge, CERT, C-E-R-T, stands for Community Emergency Response Teams. For the last 7 years, we have been doing a class like this for the entire ninth grade class of Jamestown High School.
Yeah.
So we're just finishing the seventh year right now. And every time we finish this class, and the class is all about teaching ninth graders in an emergency or a catastrophic type event how to take care of themselves, how to take care of their family, and how to take care of their community. And so we ended this several week program with an exercise, and that's going to be scheduled for May 4th.
Okay.
And all of the ninth graders will actually participate in a disaster exercise. In the past, we've done exercises out in the parking lot at the high school with a simulated bus crash.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, it's been a simulated bleacher collapse.
Wow.
And the drama students assist by getting all moulaged up. They put on the makeup and they play the victims and they do the screaming really well. It's amazing what they can do.
They get to let out all that energy that they build up during the school day.
And so that adds a heightened sense of drama, but the ninth grade students, they do a really great job of getting through it.
Awesome. And lots of students have been trained through this too, Jerry. You have kind of some numbers here.
We believe it. We don't know the exact roughly number until we're done, but about 834 students have been trained in this teen CERT program since we started it 7 years ago.
That's amazing. It really is. And you were saying, Jerry, it's been one of the more continuous CERT training events in the state of North Dakota.
It has. We actually have had national recognition.
Goodness, really?
From FEMA, for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for this program.
That's amazing.
So it's making a difference.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about, the CERT training. So we always appreciate when Jerry stops by. Lots of information. There is more developments happening in Stutsman County and Jamestown that we'll make sure we catch up with Jerry on. Jerry, if anybody has questions for you, whether it's severe summer weather awareness or the 911 calls or anything like that, how do they get a hold of you for that?
Well, the very best way, and I'm not there right now, but call me at my office. 252-9093, and I will always call you back. It might take me a day, but I will always call you back.
Yeah, very, very busy guy. And Jerry, we appreciate you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Okay, thank you.